You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? We're going to talk about real-life blood-sucking leeches. You know, the last podcast where I'm like, oh man, I'm so sick of this, y'all act like I'm crazy, you want to pretend like I'm crazy and all this crap. Well, I tried to call the police and tell them that my blood was getting stolen. I've got proof that my blood is being stolen. There's blood on my ceiling, and the longer it's there, the more dark brown and more like poop it looks. I haven't washed it off because I'd like to get it tested to make sure it's mine. But I guess circumstantial evidence is gonna have to pass for what it is. There's blood on my pillow. There's blood on my underneath the pillowcase, and I've been waking up with needle holes on myself, and I'm getting asked by a crisis team cop. He's not even a real cop. He's a crisis team cop. He's there to make sure your mental health is okay. I don't think I need you to police my mental health, but you know, I talked to dispatch. I get sent to a sergeant. The sergeant says and reassures me, now I've got this all recorded, I can show you, but he reassures me that, okay, we're gonna get this handled, we'll get it investigated and everything, and I'm gonna send you somebody who is in plain clothes to come and investigate. I'm like, okay, cool, I believe him. I get a phone call from this Officer Taylor, and Officer Taylor is, the only reason they forwarded me to him is to assess my mental health. What in the hell? I said people are stealing my blood. I didn't say, hey, I think I'm going crazy and I need to receive counseling services. I do not need that. What I need is for you to do your freaking job. You know, the one you were hired to do? You know, have you ever seen 30 Days of Night? Yeah. This place is a lot like that. Now, we don't get 30 days of night, but this place is a lot like that. Blood-sucking leeches. You know, the cops came in, they busted down my door, and they have not come back to fix it. They don't care to. They don't care. They need to come and fix it. They need to pay to fix my door. I've even sent an email to somebody trying to get my door fixed, a door company. And guess who returned my messages? My attempts at getting business done through this quote-unquote reputable company. No one. No one has. No one wants to fix my door. No one wants to fix my door lock. No one wants to help me out. They'd rather me just be parasitable. They'd rather me just be somebody that they can come and steal blood from. Blood-sucking leeches. Well, guess what? I'm a bloodhound. And I've sniffed you out, and I know exactly who you are. You know, the fact that word got back to me, you know, put me on a lead. Do you know what a lead is? Hello, any cop people, do you know what a lead is? A lead is a thing that you get whenever you get a bit of information. It gives you a lead to go and figure out more stuff, so you follow that lead. Once you follow up on that lead, it's more than obvious, 9 times out of 10, what the answer is, the who done it, the when, the where, the why, the how. And it's ridiculous what I found out. You know, and I'm not gonna get into details, but I will say this. People have been breaking into my house while I'm sleeping and somehow stealing blood from me without me finding out. How? How? Do tell. How? How have I not caught these people? And I don't mean like I figured out who it was. No. How have I not caught these people in my house doing this? Have they been injecting me with something? Like what? What's the deal? What's going on here? That's what I need to know. I've already figured out the majority of people who are doing it. They're all having some blood seance. And how do I know that? Because my blood has been boiling when they do it. Now it only happened one time, but my blood was coursing through my veins. Insanity, I'm telling you, insanity, and not on my part. Not on my behalf. I'm not crazy because of this. Because I'm not the only one who has made this claim and tried to bring this to the light of day. I am not the only one. Several people have complained about this. There's also a movie called The Babysitter on Netflix right now that's exactly the same scenario. Stealing blood from a kid for satanic purposes to do seances and crap to get what you want out of life. Well, I got news for you, buddy. You're not getting this no more. You're not gonna get it. Do not come into my house ever again. Stop emailing me and harassing me. Here, let's talk about the harassment that I have received. So I have paused this. I count almost 10 emails have been sent to me. Stalker emails. Like this one, for example. F-U-C-K, Chance. G-D, which means the God, you know, your PTSD. Write something. We need you. The learned elders of Junoites. P.S. Your daughter hates you. How do you know this? Slipknot. Chance. Oh, and by the way, Corey Taylor has no effing idea who you are. We spoke with his agent today. Your FASD is showing. Ashley is right. PTSD be darned. But he said the D-A-N word. LOL. The learned elders of Junoites. Yeah, okay, whatever. Cats and tongues. Chance. Ashley really needs the money. Be a man instead of a Lee Court B-I-T-C-H. Mommy is in Texas, right? The learned elders of the Junoites. P.S. You are not above the law. Okay, we're gonna stop here. One, what laws did I break? Two, you have to prove it without a shadow of a doubt. Three, you should be a judge or a court before you do that. Four, stay out of my personal business. Five, you know nothing about my family, my daughters. You don't even know the fact that they're probably not even mine. You sick bastards. And another thing, you want to sit here and you want to tell me to give $5,000 of my $10,000 in donations towards my campaign, presidential campaign now, Federal Election Commission campaign, you're telling me to take half of that and illegally give that to my ex so she can spend it on drugs or whatever she's into now. I don't know, I don't care. The only thing I care about is the safety of the kids that are between her and I. You know, it's sick. What you're doing is sick. You know, I'm told to drop it. I'm told that I shouldn't even post this and this and that. You know, I don't care. The thing I care about is the fact that I'm getting stalked and harassed. And it wasn't just that. It started out with website comments. It was very annoying, very harassing, once an hour for like, I want to say 3 or 4 hours, 5, 6 hours. It was just on and on and on and on and on and on, and the stalking did not stop. And I'm sick of it. It just did not stop. And I'm sick of it. You're nothing but a snake.
Oh, the learned elder of the Junoites.
No. What you are is somebody who thinks they know it all of the Juno parasites. See, what you did there, you put Juno and parasites together, bam, Junoites. You're Juno parasites. You're a leech. You're nothing but a parasite. And that's all you're ever going to be with your toothless jack-o'-lantern grin. What you need to do is back the heck up off of me and go get yourself some dentures, mister. I already know it's Mitch. It's Mitch Daniels. You know, the fact that they told me to drop the protective order that they should not have even known about. They shouldn't have even known about a protective order, but they know all about a protective order. They know all about the appeal, which was just filed. They know all about everything. They know all of my business out here. And they use it against me. They threaten and harass me. And they have also told me that I should leave Juno. You should leave Juno. Not once, but twice. Probably 3 times. And then they figured out that, hey, guess what? He's not budging. He's not responding. Huh. Well then. Are you really not going to leave Juno? Do you know how pathetic that came off? That came off gosh darn pathetic. Y'all are some sad, sick individuals. You're stalkers and you're human leeches. You are parasites and you need to screw the heck off. Go somewhere with your stalkerness. I don't care anymore, dude. You are a lowly individual. And I don't care who says what about this. If you're sitting there and you're gonna sneak up into my house, you're gonna break into my house and think that that's all cool and fun and games, well, I got news for you, buddy. It's not. It's not cool. It's not okay. And the fact that you got cop buddies who are gonna sit there and act like I'm crazy? Oh, yeah, okay, all right, yeah, okay. I only ran for sheriff of Las Vegas and technically won. But hey, oh, whoa, I'm the crazy one, right? Right. I have proof that you're in here instilling my blood because my blood is all over the frickin' room. But hey, I'm the crazy one, right? Oh, yeah, okay. All right, buddy, okay, pal. All right, cool. So then I ask, I'm on the phone with this quote-unquote investigator, because that's what the sergeant called me, especially, he's an investigator, a plainclothes investigator. So I find out that he's basically after my mental health, right? He wants me to be found to be crazy, right? Because that's going to serve their narrative. That's going to make a difference, right? Yeah, okay, whatever, buddy, whatever, pal, whatever you say. Right, okay, call me bipolar all you want. It's not true. I've been to court, and I've proven that I am not bipolar. And in fact, the person who called me bipolar, what happened? They got kicked out of Alaska. They cannot practice no more in Alaska. I don't even know if they got murdered. Who knows? Somebody could have been really pissed off at what happened, and they could have done something to that lady. I don't know. Worse things have probably happened because if somebody has done something to me. And the sound of that right there is my trumpet. That's my horn right now. And I'm blaring it out there. If you hear me and you have a story of blood-sucking leeches stealing your blood while you're sleeping and performing, oh, magical seances, I'm so magical. No, you're not. Shut up. Magic doesn't exist. Miracles do. You know, you can sit here and you can say, Jesus Christ doesn't exist. You know what? You're right. Jesus Christ doesn't exist. That's a false idol. And I can't even stand the fact that I'm using that name. Jeshua. That is the real name of the person that you're saying does not exist. So you can sit here and you can say, oh, there's no savior. Oh, there's no this. Oh, what do you think I'm doing? I'm putting my neck out there. I'm putting my neck on the line. And I'm doing this to save people. And I don't care what anybody thinks. You can think I'm crazy. You can think I'm nuts. You can think I'm making this up. I don't care anymore. Because the fact of the matter is that this is very real. It's factual. And I have woken up with needle holes on me. Needle holes. Cuts in my fingers. Go ahead. Call me crazy. Go ahead. Send me to a mandated reporter. I don't care. And I'll leave you on this very quote right freaking here.
Say, shit. If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.